The state-run company pursuing a smaller volume in-state bullet line to bring North Slope gas to Fairbanks, Anchorage, and other communities has overhauled the project. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the new plan puts the gas line on a diet.
The new in-state pipeline design calls for it to carry lean gas. Alaska Gasline Development Corporation President Dan Fowsky says that's different from the previously proposed rich stream.
The gas stream before was an enriched stream. Some people call it dirty gas, but it contained butane, ethane, all the thanes. There's a bunch of them. Ethane, for one, is used to produce plastics. And they're very valuable if there's a market for them.
Fowsky, who spoke about the revamp project in Fairbanks Wednesday, says there's no current market for the non-methane components of Alaska gas. He says refocusing on methane, the gas used for electricity generation and heating, simplifies pipeline infrastructure, including elimination of expensive stratification plants, making gas cheaper.
Because you're not doing the straddle plants and factoring those costs into the line, the tariff drops significantly.
The cost of upstream and community-specific pipeline infrastructure is reflected in the local natural gas price. Fowsky says that means under the new design, gas would be cheaper in Fairbanks than Anchorage and more than 50% less expensive than oil. Fairbanks North Star Borough Municipal Gas Utility Board member Steve Hagenson says the new gas price estimates up local appeal of the project.
The Fairbanks has a cheap lower cost than Anchorage. A little bit of frosting that was a nice surprise, but I don't think that should be the driving factor in how we make this whole thing come together. This needs to be built, and we need to go forward. Then we can focus on one target.
The latest capital cost estimate for the Alaska Standalone Gas Line is $7.7 billion. That's up slightly since the last estimate in 2011, a reflection of the cheaper overall design balanced against movement to a larger, more expensive 36-inch diameter pipe. A trade-off, Fowsky says, makes sense.
Just because that 36-inch pipe is readily available, the valves and all the accompanying infrastructure readily available, it's used everywhere in the world.
Fowsky says inflation increases the cost of building the 737-mile-long in-state gas line by $200 million every year the project is delayed. State legislators are considering new powers and funding for the AGDC to keep it on a timeline for completion of the pipeline by 2020. With a number of Alaska gas projects in play, Fowsky stresses we need to settle on which to advance and figure out state financing and ownership roles. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.